Jack Dempsey stood to the left of the ref and Tooney to the right, both sweaty and tired after a hard-fought battle.
We now go to the judges' scorecard for a decision. All three judges score the fight 90 to 100 for the winner by unanimous decision, Gene Tooney.
Tooney, your winner today, resulting in Jack Dempsey's first big loss.
That was boxing's first million-dollar fight with 91,000 spectators. It was only after that fight that Jack Dempsey became an iconic American sports hero. Prior to this fight, Jack had gone into the war efforts and got a bad image for wearing patent leather boots at war, and people thought of him as a slacker. People also said it was impossible to root for him because he was too methodical and efficient. However, him losing to Tooney was the start of making him beloved, because now people could see that he could lose and would have to battle. Dempsey went on to be one of the most admired American sports heroes of all time and the fight game's first superstar. At the height of his career, he was making $300,000 a year to Babe Ruth's $70,000. Jack was just a different level and an unreal caliber of a fighter. He had 44 wins that were by knockout. He goes down as a legend in his field and in American sports.
Boxing is thriving. The attendance records are being broken every other week. The newspapers and radios talk about the fights daily. They advertise them and transmit them live through radio. Now there are many popular boxers such as Gene Tooney, Benny Lynch, and Panama Al Brown, but no one was a bigger attraction than Jack Dempsey. He, along with Babe Ruth, Red Grange, Bill Tilden, and Bobby Jones, formed the Big Five of sports. They were the main headlines, the ones everyone wanted to watch, and in the world of boxing, Dempsey was the man. Now people in the 1920s also tried to make odds in their favor by fixing fights. People in the mafia, such as Al Capone, who once tried to fix one of Jack Dempsey's fights, only for the referee to be replaced in order to prevent that from occurring. Dempsey was untouchable. He went on a tear, leaving everyone behind, and although his time came to an end, no one can dispute that he was the one and only Jack Dempsey, the boxer everyone wanted to be.
Jack Dempsey won a handful of his matches with a 67-8 record in his career while changing the atmosphere of boxing with fast knockouts and moves people hadn't seen before. He successfully defended his heavyweight title 5 times over a 6-year stretch in what was considered to be one of the greatest runs in boxing history. Dempsey played in a time when boxing was popular, but he helped make it even more popular by setting a new standard for the future of boxing. One thing he was popular for was knocking people out in one punch, and people started to recognize him defeating his opponents with his quickness and ruthless tactics. Although some see the fighter as an aggressive guy, a story tells about the side of Jack not many know about. One night, when Dempsey returned to his hotel after losing his heavyweight title, his wife, shocked at his gruesome appearance, asked him what happened. "Honey," Dempsey famously answered, "I forgot to duck." The hilarious and self-effacing anecdote made Dempsey something of a folk legend for the rest of his life.
And now came time for the first ever $2 million fight, the rematch between Dempsey and Tooney. the first fight had been moved out of Chicago because it was learned that Al Capone was a huge fan of Dempsey and had $50,000 on the fight. But now they were back at Soldier Field Stadium in Chicago, where 104,000 fans came to watch the rematch that went down as the name, the Battle of the Long Count. Prior to this fight, boxing had a new rule that if you knock down your opponent and they stay down for 10 seconds, it was ruled as a KO. Dempsey had knocked Tooney down, but did not go back to his corner, so the count started late, and it came to conclusion that Tooney was down for 14 seconds. Later, when Dempsey was interviewed, he said, "He wasn't hurt too bad. Tooney would have gotten up. Naturally, I hoped he wouldn't. I should have gone right back to the corner, but I didn't, and if I did, we could have had another fight." All the controversy on how long Tooney was down for and if he could have gotten up just made Dempsey more legendary. The Washington Post said with defeat, he gained more stature. Dempsey would end up losing the fight at the decision as well as only getting paid $450,000 to Tooney's $990,000, so he got the short end of the stick. However, Dempsey gained the legendary status.